Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I hope we can get work through the system to get this show on the air the next couple of weeks. This morning, I'm on my way to Washington, D.C. with a group of 46 Custer County 4-H'ers. I'm not real sure how I ended up where I'm at, but I think it had something to do with my herding abilities and talent at spotting who is thinking about breaking from the bunch. I'm sure I will have plenty to share with you about the trip when I get back in a couple of weeks. This is the longest drive I've been on since I made the same trip when I was 15. At the time, I had wished I was a little older, but the idea of trying it again in 30 years never crossed my mind. I'm sure there will be some times when I miss the home camp. This morning, I'd like to share a poem by my friend Joel Nelson from Alpine, Texas. Joel calls this one, Sundown in the Cow Camp.
The Hooties washed the dishes and stacked them in the box. The old cook and the foreman have wound and set their clocks. That horseshoe game they're pitching's gonna shut down in a while, 'cause the shadow from the outhouse reaches dang near half a mile. Old Charlie's got his guitar out. That Charlie sure can play time of day. We ate at 5 this morning, except the kid. He skipped his chuck. Guess he couldn't eat for knowing that his morning horse would buck. Now the cook has shut the chuck box lid, gave the fire a poke, throwed some coals around the coffee pot, lit up his evening smoke. And his old eyes kind of clue you that his memories have flown to other camps at sundown, other cowboys that he's known. The kid has kept his night horse up. He's down there in the pens, but he's plumb forgot about his feed. He's nickering for his friends. Those calves we worked and turned back out have pretty near mothered up. Just one old cow left bawling. Think I'll have me one last cup. Those strong and silent cowboy types, the ones you read about, now they're kind of forced to be that way when the drive's all scattered out. But they'll get downright eloquent when the evening chucks wash down and it's sundown in the cow camp with the crew all gathered round. You'll hear it all around the fire, poems, politics, and song, solutions for the price of beef, where the BLM went wrong. I can feel the breeze a-shifting, like a cool front's on the way. Glad the sun's been busy warming up my teepee tent all day. Some cowboys turn in early, the old cook's the first to go, while the night owls hug the coffee pot till the fire's a dull red glow. As I lay here on my bed tarp, I can hear those night owls laugh. But that old cow's stopped her bawling, so I guess she's found her calf.
Thanks, Joel. And thanks to all you listeners for riding along on Homegrown this week. Hope you can join us next time for another edition. Happy trails!